Alleluia. Praise, honor, and glory to Christ, our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for almost 2,000 years, the Christian Church has used the Apostles' Creed as a confession of what we believe. And most of the Apostles' Creed deals with Jesus Christ. In that creed, we confess that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He died and rose to life, and one day he will come to judge the living and the dead. But another thing that we confess about Christ in the Apostles' Creed is that he ascended into heaven. What does it mean when we say Jesus ascended into heaven? Well, it means that Jesus returned to his Father in heaven, and he would no longer be physically visible here on earth. So we know what it means that Jesus, or what it means that Jesus ascended to heaven, but maybe we don't know why Jesus ascended into heaven. A lot of people can view Jesus' ascension as a day of gloom and sadness. They may think that Jesus' ascension is when he said goodbye to us and he left us. But Jesus' ascension is not a day of sadness. It is a day of joy and celebration. Even Jesus' disciples rejoiced when they saw Jesus ascend into heaven. And I want that to be our reaction as well. Therefore, let us rejoice as we look at why Jesus ascended into heaven. This morning, we look at the most detailed account of Jesus' ascension found in the book of Acts. But before the book of Acts talks about Jesus' ascension, it says, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God." Now, first of all, what does it mean when it says here, "in my former book," and who exactly is Theophilus? Well, the former book that is mentioned here is the Gospel of Luke. We know this is the former book because in the very beginning verses of that gospel Luke wrote, "It seemed good to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of these things you have been taught." Luke wrote his gospel about Jesus Christ for one man, Theophilus. We really don't know anything about him, but we do know that he wanted to know everything about Jesus, and he wanted to know how the Christian church began to be and how it was spreading throughout the Roman Empire. That's why Luke wrote the book of Acts for this man. But before Luke talks about how the Christian church began to exist and how it was spreading throughout the Roman Empire, he first talks about Jesus' ascension. And here we see one reason why Jesus ascended into heaven. Listen again to what Luke wrote. "After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive." One reason why Jesus ascended into heaven was because he was returning to God as a conquering hero. He had completed his mission of salvation here on earth. He fulfilled every prophecy about our salvation. He fulfilled the prophecy of being born of a virgin. He fulfilled the prophecies of how he would suffer and die for our sins. He fulfilled the prophecies that he would rise from the dead. And for 40 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples, giving many convincing proofs that he was alive, that he truly was God, and that he was their Savior. Therefore, since he completed his mission on earth, he ascended into heaven. But we may still wonder, why? Why did he ascend into heaven? Why didn't Jesus remain here on earth, continuing to give convincing proofs to everyone that he is alive, that he truly is God, and that he truly is our Savior? We would all love it if Jesus were still here. But let us remember what Jesus is doing for us right now since he ascended into heaven. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Jesus is our great high priest. He served as our high priest here on earth by giving up his life for our sins and rising to life for our justification. But since he ascended to heaven, he now continues to serve as our great high priest, for he intercedes on our behalf. He defends us before God the Father. And let us never downplay the importance of this. Just consider how sinful we are. Just consider how often we sin against God. Just consider some of the most horrible and heinous sins that we commit that offend God. If Jesus were anything like us sinners, he would have given up a long time ago defending us. But Jesus is not like us sinners. He is the perfect Son of God who is patient and gracious with us. He always intercedes on our behalf. Not even Satan himself can bring any accusation against us, for Jesus steps in and he says, God, you can't punish them. I died for their sins and I have forgiven them. Jesus ascended to heaven to be our great high priest who intercedes for us. But he also ascended into heaven for a different reason. He ascended to heaven to be our prophet. Now, in your mind, what do you think about what a prophet does? We may think that a prophet was someone who predicted the future. It is certainly true that many of God's prophets predicted the future. But that was not a prophet's main purpose. A prophet's main purpose was to proclaim God's message to others. And here we see how Jesus served as a prophet. For 40 days he appeared to his disciples and he began to teach them about the kingdom of God. And on one occasion, Luke tells us that Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Right before Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave his apostles the command to be his witnesses throughout the world. And Jesus promised that he would send them the Holy Spirit who would give them power to do this. But we may still wonder, why didn't Jesus do this beforehand? Why didn't Jesus give the Holy Spirit to his apostles before he ascended into heaven? Well, the Gospel of John answers that question for us. For Jesus said, "Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." One reason why Jesus ascended to heaven was to send the Holy Spirit upon his disciples. And on Pentecost, that came true. The Holy Spirit gave them power to be his witnesses throughout the world, and Christianity began to spread. But what about now? How is Jesus serving as our prophet in our own day and age? Well, first of all, he is our prophet because he speaks to us through his word. But he is also our prophet because Ephesians chapter 4 says, the very one who ascended gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service. Jesus is serving as our prophet by giving us called workers who proclaim God's word to us. And he serves as our prophet by sending us out to be his witnesses throughout the world, to be his prophets who proclaim his message. But how good of prophets are we? We can't even begin to be prophets of God without first knowing the message. Our message is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word of God. Every time we read God's Word, every time we hear God's Word proclaimed to us, Jesus is speaking to us. But think about all the times that we don't listen to Jesus speaking. All of those times that we refuse to use our Bibles in our homes, and we think that just coming to church on any Sunday is good enough. And all of those times that even when we are here in church, we don't pay attention. We don't fully listen to God speaking. And now think about all the times we have failed to be God's prophets when we don't proclaim his message to others. Jesus has promised that he is always with us and that he will give us strength and power to proclaim his message. But we don't always believe those promises, do we? We can become timid and afraid. We have failed to be prophets of God. We have sinned against him. But where do we find forgiveness for our sins? It's by listening to Jesus, our prophet, speaking in his word. Here he proclaims forgiveness of your sins. You even heard that this morning. For after we confessed our sins, you heard me say, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sins. Trust that proclamation of forgiveness and trust his promises that he will give you strength to proclaim his message to others. That is how he serves as our prophet. That is why he ascended into heaven. So far we have seen that Jesus serves as our great high priest and our prophet, but he also ascended to heaven to be our king. But what kind of king would Jesus be? The disciples had a wrong view about Jesus being a king. Right before Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? The disciples thought that Jesus would be an earthly king, that he would reestablish the kingdom of Israel, just like in the days of King David. But Jesus never said he would do that. Jesus made it very clear that his kingdom is God ruling in our hearts through faith. And he would use his church to extend God's kingdom by proclaiming his message to all people, so that they could be brought to faith. And since he was going to use his church to extend the kingdom, this is why Jesus ascended into heaven. Listen again to what we heard this morning. God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. Christ ascended into heaven so that he could be a king that rules over all things for the good of his church, for the good of you and me. He is ruling over all things to assist us and to protect his church. But other times when it seems like this isn't happening, we can look at the news and we see Christians being persecuted and even killed in different countries. We can even look at our own society and think that Christianity is dying because people are refusing to listen to the truth of God's word. Therefore, it may seem like Christ is not in control. But Jesus is our King of kings and Lord of lords, for he rules over all. We may not fully and completely understand why he allows some things to happen, but he has promised that everything is happening according to his good and gracious will for his church. Even though there may be Christians who are being persecuted, and even though Christianity may be rejected in our own country, the kingdom of God is still spreading throughout the world. There are people who are still being brought to faith, and there are Christians who are still being nurtured in their faith. And that's happening for you this morning. God is making your faith grow. And once, when all of God's elect is brought to faith, Christ our King will return. We know this is true because when Jesus ascended into heaven and the disciples were staring into the sky, two angels came to them and they said, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." The same Jesus who came to complete his mission of salvation, the same Jesus who ascended to heaven to be our prophet, priest, and king, is the same Jesus who will come on the last day. And on that day, he will judge the living and the dead, and he will establish his heavenly kingdom with all of his believers forever. This is why Jesus ascended into heaven. Therefore, do not view his ascension as a day of sadness, as if Jesus said goodbye and left us. Instead, view Jesus' ascension as a day of joy and celebration. Jesus ascended to heaven to be our great high priest who intercedes on our behalf. He ascended to heaven to be our prophet who sends us all out to proclaim his message to others. He ascended into heaven to be our King who rules over all for the good of his church, and one day we will live forever under his rule. This is why Jesus ascended into heaven, and let us praise and thank him that he did. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which you will find on page 41 in front of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and died and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.